Hi, I'm Robin. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Robin.
And I'm really glad to be here. I'm grateful to get to share more. I was talking to my sponsor, and she's like, "Yay, I'm so glad you're talking. You need to come out of your shell." Like, I'm not in a shell, am I? And someone goes, "Yes." So anyway, I'm glad to be here. And I'm going to talk on exercise, and I think that exercise could get looked at, you know, we're not a diet and calories club, but I think exercise can fit right into that diet mentality for a lot of us. And I would like to look at it more as movement than exercise, and that has fit for me to just see how do I like to move and where do I need to move. So whether it's any of these different areas, but in exercise specifically. So I was thinking about that idea of what things were like, what happened, and how they are now. So for me, what exercise, what movement is for me is a very nurturing experience now. I'm kind of starting at the end. It's very nurturing. It changes a lot. It needs to be a fit for me and God included in it. And it has looked different in different parts of my life. But basically what it does for me is allows more strength for myself, more balance, more sanity in my brain, and challenges me when I try to think or when I fall into thinking that my validation comes from comparison or competition. So it brings up a lot. And as I exercise, guess what? My body may change. As my body changes, that might bring up more questions, issues, concerns for me. So it's kind of a risky thing to do. But I'm really grateful that what it is now is a tool. Movement is a tool for me. Exercise, I guess, is a tool for me. It's something that's part of my program, and it isn't something I do in a binge purge kind of way or a punishing way, and there were times where that's what it was like. But way from early on, so what it was like way back when, kind of an early memory of just body movement was I felt comfortable, and I feel blessed. I don't think everybody has that memory or has that experience, but I felt like, you know, how little kids just run. It's not go out and run a 5K or run a marathon or whatever because you're meeting a goal and you're doing whatever. It was just because I like to. And there was joy in exercise and movement. So I kind of challenged myself to bring that back and challenge us to just what's joyful? What feels like it fits? So if it's a, you know, not like even a measurable distance that you have to go, but it's like, I'm so excited to go on vacation and jumping up and down. You know what I mean? That's just movement. That's bringing more movement exercise into my life. So I had that experience of it feeling comfortable to me. I did gymnastics and dance for a lot of years, and I got feedback and kind of compliments back and about how it seemed like that fit for me or how other people enjoyed watching that. So then that became tangled in there a little bit about am I pleasing and performing for you, and is that my accolades that way. And then I reached a point where what I was doing was kind of pretty risky and pretty scary. And so I dissociated. I was like, I just, in that panic and fear, I just pushed myself through things that violated what my personal comfort level was in certain routines or tricks or movements or whatever. And that hit at the same time as my eating disorder pretty much, and that was a pretty hard and scary place to be when instead of feeling this joy, it became kind of a scary dissociated kind of thing for me. So I avoided exercising in an organized kind of way, and then I found for a while I didn't get out and move or exercise very much because, and I feel pretty connected to God and myself when I'm moving in a good way, but I avoided it because I didn't want to feel connected to God or myself. So sometimes I ask myself the question, and I'll put that out there, are there reasons I'm not moving because I don't want to feel what this body feels, what this spirit feels like right now? So I was grateful to kind of have that insight along the way. But what happened is I took that kind of break and looked at myself and how I was using exercise to punish, compare, then just have this litany of really mean words going on in my mind about it, and just took a break from it because I didn't know how it'd be any different. I ended up getting involved in a church that had quite a spiritual dance kind of deal, and movement became prayer for me. And again, and it became God-centered, and it became not so much how do I look and I'm better or worse than you, or it became how am I part of the human race here, and what do we each have to contribute and give? And it gave me freedom, and it gave me connection and expression that I really, really longed for. So I'm really grateful. So that was the big what happened, is God got in there and changed what I had done and how I had wanted to define it. It got changed into a new way. So I think some of my more specific ideas that have come out are in the realm of exercise is to invite God in, to whether that's writing, praying, talking to another, invite God in, to not set up comparisons as much as possible, or when I'm doing it, to talk about it. Like, I love that I've learned some about, and there's so many different fitness ideas out there these days, but one of them that I loved was sometimes you get you get a more specific and meaningful workout by taking things slow than fast, by doing less than more. And that was just such a relief to me. It's like, well, if I can do 15 tomorrow, I better do 20, and the next day I better do it. It's like, well, if I could do 15, could I fully be present for 8? Or could I, is it okay? Am I not fear motivated in what my action is? So invite God in, become willing to do it a different way. Awareness, maybe even if, just if it's a chore to get out and walk once a day and I do it because I'm good. I mean, I think people can fall into that. I'm being good the way I eat. I'm being good the way I exercise, or bad. Just being willing to give that up and say, I'm being me. I'm being me when I was 7. I'm being me when I was 17. I'm being me when I'm 47. I'm being me when I'm pregnant. I'm being me when I'm nursing. I'm being me when I'm exhausted. I'm being me when I'm overwhelmed. How do I move now? Where can God be in this for me now? So awareness, including a sponsor for sure in this process. And then I get a lot out of the tool of writing. And I think, especially with something like exercise that can have so many other things attached to it, it would be a great exercise to write a letter to exercise, write a letter to my thighs that jiggle too much, write a letter to that teacher who's pissing me off because she does something, write a letter to that person that I'm so jealous of over there because of what they have and I don't. Just being able to write letters to parts of my body, write letters to God, and be willing to ask for an ideal, and then be willing to change along the way. Like, there's certain types of movement, exercise that I hope I never do without in my life. And then there's other ones that's like, oh, I hope I get to put that back in here sometime. I haven't done, cross country skiing or snowshoeing, or, I hope I can do that sometime. So I think gentle, I think a starting point, and I think, like a lot of our program, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, and even maybe that's a place where you have an exercise sponsor and a food sponsor, or I think we have so many more choices, so I just wanted to share my experience with you guys. Thanks.